Assalamu alaikum. This is American Muslim 360 radio broadcast.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
على كل حال الحمد لله على كل حال الحمد لله على كل حال
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
American Muslim 360 is We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Good morning. Assalamu alaikum. This is Dr. Rafaya Israel with Vegan Health and Wellness. And I'd like to welcome you to our show today. Vegan health and wellness is what you need to wake up to first thing in the morning. How is my family this morning? Again, this is Dr. Rafaya, and I'm a vegan regenerative nutritionist, and I've been one for the last 40 years. I'm located in Rancho Cucamonga in Southern California in Viva La Vegan, the largest vegan supermarket on earth. In fact, it's the only vegan supermarket in America, 100% vegan, where you can come and shop with ease. You don't have to worry about reading labels. Remember, one of the last two shows we had was on reading labels, where you have to learn how to read what you are putting in your body. Because if the word is 15 syllables or more, you have to watch out, because you know it's something that has been concocted and created in the laboratory. Again, I'd like to welcome you to our show today and to let you know that today we're going to be talking about the heartbreak of obesity. And that is a subject that is near and dear to my heart. Why? Because obesity is taking over America. It's taking over the lives of our children, and it's taking over your life or the lives of your family members. And it's something that has been systematically designed to make you obese. Why? Because these foods are created for longer shelf life. These additives and preservatives that are put into the food are systematically designed for them to sit on the shelves for 400 years. No, exactly. No, they sit on the shelf, say, for a month, 6 months to a year. Why would you want to consume something that can sit on a shelf for a year? You have to take into considerations and hear these points that I give out on this show. Now, I know a lot of you aren't vegan, and some of you aren't even trying to be vegan, but the point of the show is to get the truth out, to get the facts out, to get the information out to you so you can make the decision. You decide for yourself. It's a personal decision that you have to make to stop eating this junk food, stop eating empty calorie foods that make you consistently and continually eat and eat and eat. Okay, so we're going to commercial break right now. I'd like to welcome you to Muslim 360 Radio, and we'll be back in just one moment.
American Muslim 360 is proud to present Your Holistic Health with Dr. Abdel J. Nuruddin.
Dr. Rafaya Israel, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Health and Wellness. And today we're talking about the heartbreak and causes of obesity in adults and in children. One third of Americans are obese, and you want to know why. Because every time you either look at one of your friends, at one of your family members, and you wonder what in the world is going on, it's because they are consuming empty calories that are full of high fructose corn syrup, which is hidden in many, many foods that you wouldn't necessarily think that high fructose corn syrup is in. Now, again, many of you already know that I run the deli in Viva La Vegan, and we serve healthy foods to, as we call, baby vegans and vegans that have been vegan for many, many years. Now, when I say baby vegans, I mean people that are taking charge of their life, their lives, and they want to make a conscious decision to change from either an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet. And that's one of the reasons that I'm there at Viva La Vegan. The name of the deli is Vegan with Joy, and we serve all kinds of vegan delicacies. Now, for the baby vegans, these are people that are making the initial first baby step to become vegans. That means that they're moving from an animal-based diet to a plant-based diet, but they still want to consume comfort foods. And these comfort foods are foods that they have grown up on, foods that their ancestors, their family members, their grandparents have eaten, and we call that generational eating. We call that eating that sustains obesity, eating that sustains diabetes, eating that sustains stroke, gout, and all of the big eight heart disease. These are foods and ways of eating that put you in a fast track to death. And that's what we're talking about on this show, Vegan Health and Wellness and Tips on how to get around these pitfalls and potholes and holes that you fall in when you're really trying to eat healthy. So what I do is I create vegan meat alternatives, and these are alternatives to, say, chicken and fish and pork and beef. And they're made from plant-based materials such as wheat and soy. Now, if you've listened to several of the shows back, we talked about gluten intolerance and soy intolerance. And I'm not talking about going overboard with these particular types of foods, because if you get out of one situation where you're eating bad foods and it's continually contributing to an obese situation, you can't jump into a vegan diet and continue to eat more carbs and more sugars and more those types of things. Why? Because you will keep the weight on. But there are certain steps that you have to take. Once you make that conscious decision to change your diet, you have to cleanse. You have to increase your water intake, and you have to cleanse, and you have to consume foods that help cleanse the colon and to get these toxins and waste out of the body. And I know you say, well, I don't want to eat. Well, yes, you have to, because the buck has to stop somewhere. The heartbreak of obesity is running rampant in America, and it's running rampant in families. I have several families that I am consulting with about being obese and the heartbreak of health issues that come from being obese. We have one family where the father is 480 pounds, the mother is 300 pounds, the daughter is 300 pounds, the son is 500 pounds. Now, can you imagine eating yourself into this condition? Some of you may say no, but some of you may understand the heartbreak of obesity and the underlying causes that may not necessarily be food-related, but they are related to other issues such as stress, such as sleep deprivation, such as pressure, job pressure, financial problems, emotional problems, marital problems, you name it, the problems are there, and they are increasing year after year after year. The finance situation in America is in turmoil, causing parents and health care providers to have to work one, two, three, even four jobs to make ends meet. And what does this mean? This means that your children are left home alone watching TV. Or if you're coming home from work tired, your feet are hurting, you want a break, you want some peace and quiet, the first thing you do is you give the children some money to go to the neighborhood fast food place to get some food, to come back and watch TV and eat this food, or to play video games, just to keep them quiet. But look at what you're doing. You're keeping them quiet for the moment, but you are adding a systematic formation of bad eating habits to a lifestyle that can continue for generations upon generations. So you have to be very conscious of giving your kids junk foods as pacifiers. Pacifiers to keep them out of the way, out of sight, out of mind. But what are you doing to your children? You're seeing them swell up. You're seeing them getting childhood onset diabetes. You're seeing them become targets of jokes, of peer cruelty in school. It's a never-ending cycle that obesity causes. So you have to take into consideration what's happening with your children at school. They're receiving a lot of foods that are high in sugar, high in carbohydrates, high in oils and fats. These cafeteria foods you have to look out for. And I know a lot of you don't have time to, or the funds, to pack lunches as we used to in the olden days. We call them olden days. Those are the days of the 70s and the 80s before we got into the fast food generation. But mothers and caregivers or fathers or whoever you are, take the time out to pack a lunch, even if it's an apple, even if it's a pear, even if it's a peanut butter sandwich. But again, if you remember one of the shows when we talked about peanut butter, try to find another type of nut butter. Why? Because peanuts have a very high allergy content that can be deadly to some children. And you know how children are once they get to school, they share. And everybody wants to share. Give me a piece of your sandwich. Give me some of your lunch. Let me taste this. And that's just how kids are. They want to share. They want to bite off a piece of sandwich. And 15 kids get a little piece of that peanut butter sandwich. But you don't know if one of those children has a peanut allergy, which can be very, very serious. So a lot of schools are telling parents not to send peanut butter or peanut-derived foods to school because of these allergies. So back to the point that I was making about this fast food nation that we are now living in. Now, just a few facts. In the 70s, $6 billion a year, billions. We're talking billions now, not thousands, not millions, not hundreds of thousands. This is in the 70s, $6 billion was spent on fast food. In the year 2000, $100 billion was spent on fast foods. So what's that saying? Are you getting the picture? It's all about the bottom line. It's all about the dollar. It's spent on creating in the laboratory foods and aromas and tastes that addict you, that addict your brain. Remember we talked about the mad scientists that are in the laboratory that are creating smells that they put in hamburgers, smells that they put in French fries, smells that they put in foods, potato chips. You know that commercial where they say, bet you can't eat just one? Absolutely, it's designed for that. You cannot eat just one. Why? Because the brain becomes addicted to these chemicals that are added to these foods that are specifically designed to addict you. So, yes, $100 billion was spent on creating fast foods. And what happens? And that's just in 2000. So we're looking at 13 years past that time. So you can imagine what this fast food culture is doing. It breeds obesity. It predicts obesity. And it predicts the kind of eating behavior that will keep you in this downward spiral going into fast death. All right, we'll be right back in one moment. Stay tuned to Vegan Health and Wellness with Dr. Rafia Israel.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
American Muslim 360 is
too legit. Too legit to quit.
We will never quit. American Muslim 360, your number one Muslim radio station.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
All right, we're back with Vegan Health and Wellness. And we're talking about situations that propel you fast into this cycle of eating. We're talking about car culture. Now, back in the 70s, the 80s, people got out and walked. They walked to where they wanted to go. They walked to the corner store. They walked around to visit Aunt Susie or Grandma Mary or whoever. They got out and walked, got some fresh air, got some sunshine. But today what happens? Everybody jumps in the car to drive a half a block. Now, why in the world would you drive a half a block? Why? Because you are programmed to do that. You are not programmed to walk. And I know situations have changed since the 70s. It's hard now to walk in certain neighborhoods because why? The fear of getting shot. And that's just the bottom line. The fear of getting mugged or the fear of getting robbed. So you have to take all those things into consideration. But if you have to drive a block, take the time at another time to take a walk. Go somewhere where you feel safe or where you feel comfortable if you cannot afford a gym membership. Walk up and down the steps in your house. If you live in an apartment building, go up and down the steps 10 times or 5 times or 3 times or even 1 time as opposed to taking the elevator. So there are ways that you can combat this heartbreak of obesity. They have made it so easy now for you to obtain fast food. You drive through the fast food window. On the way home, the kids say, Mom, Dad, pick me up some chicken. Pick me up a box of burgers. Pick me up 10 pounds of fries. You know the drill. On the way home, you get a box of greasy chicken, fries, and a soft drink any size you want. Now, you know, in certain cities, they have banned these super-sized drinks, these super-sized colas. Why would you want to drink something that's a cup that's half the size of you, full of soda, full of sugar? And they give you the choice now because what happened? Because certain cities and the attention has been drawn to these super-sized sodas and drinks, they put it back on you. They say, all right, you choose. You can get a drink for 32 ounces or 8 ounces or 10 ounces, and they all cost a dollar. Hello, a dollar. It's all in deceptive marketing strategies. Why? Because if you're standing in line and you see a cup of soda, 32 ounces or larger, and then you have a regular size soda, and both of them cost a dollar, what are you going to do? You're going to get the deal, right? And that's something that they count on you doing. But at least they say, well, we told them, we let them know that they shouldn't drink so many more ounces of soda, but they made the choice themselves. So you have to be conscious of these companies' marketing strategies. Why? Because they are designed to target children. Some places they have toys, they have jumping things, they have climbing playground places where the kids can play while they're eating these fast foods. And think about it, because you can't get caught in this lifestyle, this fast track, slow moving car culture lifestyle that's designed to make you obese. Another problem is portion sizes. Now, when you go to these buffets, they have these buffets set up, and they say all you can eat. Okay, that's the first thing you're going to do. But you have to be conscious of your portion sizes. Why? Because they are high in these unsaturated fats, these salts, and sugars. So sometimes a deal is not a deal. So you have to make a conscious decision for yourself and your families. All of the food is processed. Most of the food is unhealthy. They're full of fats and hydrogenated oils that clog your bloodstream, and they cause you to have heart disease and stroke. So you have to be conscious of the types of oils and fats that you consume. Now, one of the callers last week called in and talked about coconut oil. Coconut oil is much healthier for you than, say, canola oil or the other oils that are out there, even soy oil. The best oils to use are olive oil and coconut oil, and we're going to go into oils in another show. But be conscious of the oil and the fat content that you are consuming. Healthy foods cost more. They cost more, I know, and we talked last week about organic fruits and vegetables. They do cost more, but you have to weigh what you want to spend and what the long-range goal that you're trying to achieve. You have to take into consideration, 1 week you may not have the money to spend on organic fruits and vegetables. The next week you have to cut back and you have to buy a generic brand or a lesser priced foods. That's what I'm saying. So you have to be conscious of pricing and taking into consideration what you can afford and what you can't. Fast food is cheaper and it's faster than going to the grocery store. I know a lot of you that are working one and two and three jobs. You say, well, I just don't have time to go to the grocery store. I don't have time to shop. I don't have time to do all these other things. Take the time. Take the time, because we are in an epidemic. We have reached epidemic proportions. Social factors also increase obesity. Poverty, lower education levels, all of this helps in aiding. Why? Because if you at the poverty level or poverty line, there's certain foods that they direct to people that can only afford certain amounts of money to pay per month. They call it generic foods. These generic foods, they may or may not be as healthy for you as you would like, but just sift through them as best you can and get the most fiber out of these generic foods. High levels of unhealthy fats, I can't stress enough. Refined carbohydrates, they keep the weight on. If you say, I've been trying, and I just can't lose the weight, one of the culprits is high fructose corn syrup. Now, this is something that was created in place of sugar, that is very, very cheap to make. And what do? They hide it in all types of foods that you wouldn't necessarily know that high fructose corn syrup is in. They put it in yogurts. Now, a lot of you who are on diets, the first thing you're going to do, you're just going to go out and buy 12 containers of yogurt, and you're going to sit in the office in your cubicle or sit at the soccer game or sit in front of the TV and just eat yogurt. And you wonder, why is the weight still there? Why am I still gaining weight or I'm not losing? That's because these hidden ingredients in these foods, their high fructose corn syrup, is made as a process that takes this corn that is genetically modified, first of all right, genetically modified, on top of the process of heating the corn, of turning it into something that it was not designed to be, and it reduces down to a syrup that is very cheap. These manufacturers are using this high fructose corn syrup to make that bottom line stretch, to make more money. So, all right, this is the list that this high fructose corn syrup is in. And these are empty calories. Empty calories make your body think that it's getting food, but it's not getting the nutrients that it needs to help satisfy these food cravings. So what happens? You continue to eat because why? Your brain says, I'm still hungry, but you're steady eating fast food, fries, burgers, chicken, whatever, and you're not full. That's because you're consuming these empty calories. All right, now these empty calories with this high fructose corn syrup is in breads, frozen pizzas, cereal bars. Now, I know the first thing a lot of people do is they pick up one of these little snack bars, and they say, oh, this is healthy for me. This is full of oats. This is full of fiber. This is full of nuts. This is full of grains and things. Yes, but what's the glue? What is the glue that's holding all of this so-called health bar together? High fructose corn syrup. And it boosts obesity and continual eating in the body. Cocktail peanuts. these little peanuts that you snack on all day long, these nuts, these salted nuts and cashews and sunflower seeds. Now, all of those are good in their natural state when they're not cooked and they're not salted. But why would you want to add high fructose corn syrup to a peanut? To addict you. It's all about addiction. When you continually get one bag, two bags, you have a bag under your bed, you have a bag in your pocketbook, you have a bag in your drawer at work. Why? Because it gives you a false sense of being full just for the moment. But after you eat that snack, what happens? You want something else. You want something else. And then your mind starts thinking, well, let me run downstairs to the cafeteria and get something right quick. It's a continuous cycle. Cocktail peanuts, macaroni and cheese, salad dressings, even in applesauce. You have to be conscious. You can't even eat applesauce anymore. The only way you can be sure that you're getting the best and healthiest applesauce is to make it yourself. And you say, well, I don't have time. Make the time. Go back to what your mother did. Or if your mother didn't, your grandmother did. She took the time to put the healthiest food on your plates for you and your family. Canned fruit. What do you think keeps the canned fruit firm and keeps it from turning colors or keeps it good, so-called good in the can? This high fructose corn syrup. So you have to be conscious of these hidden ingredients that are in high fructose corn syrup because it's there. It's there. All right, we'll be right back in just a moment with some more tips on what to eat and what not to eat.
Woo. Look inside. Look inside a copy of Aziza. Inspire yourself with stories of amazing women. Inform yourself about pressing issues in our community. Look inside a copy of Aziza. Illuminate your mind with revealing articles. Ignite your senses with colorful art and pictures. Include yourself in the powerful conversation. Look inside a copy of Aziza. Subscribe today at www.azizamagazine.com.
All right, we're back with Vegan Health and Wellness with Dr. Rafaya Israel. I'd like to welcome you to the show today. Why? Because we're talking about the heartbreak of obesity, not only in adults, but also in children. I see a lot of obese children that their families bring to the deli, the Vegan with Joy deli that's located in Viva La Vegan, which is the largest vegan supermarket on earth, the only one in America that contains only healthy vegan products. Now, you say, well, what's the difference between vegan and vegetarian? That's another show. So stay tuned for the differences between vegan and vegetarian. But now we're back to dealing with problems or issues that contribute to childhood obesity. Pressure. Social pressures and stress. They have two parents that work all day. So what are they doing? They're home alone eating food. Eating. It's called pacifiers, all right? Not only do they have the stress of having two parents that aren't home, they may have increased homework loads, okay? Children, they have this homework and they get stressed out, they get nervous, they get irritable. The first thing they do, they grab a candy bar. First thing they do, they grab a handful of salty nuts. First thing they do, they want fries. They want potatoes. They want something that's going to calm this dragon that's on the inside saying more, more, more. It's an insatiable beast. an insatiable beast that creates this problem within your body that makes you continuously eat these empty calories. So we're talking about pressure. We're talking about sleep deprivation. A 9-year-old student needs 9 to 12 hours of sleep. If you don't get enough sleep, the body goes into overdrive. If you deprive it in one area, it's going to make you fill it up in another area, make you eat more to satisfy itself. And what you say, well, what's the solution, Doc? What's the solution? And I know you've heard it 4,372,000 times. Eat more fruit and vegetables. Fruit and vegetables contain fewer calories, and they are not what you call empty calorie foods because they are vitamin and nutrition dense. That means when you eat more fruits and vegetables, what happens? You get full, and you stay full longer. You don't eat, say, for instance, a junk food meal, and an hour later, you're snacking on some nuts or candy or M&Ms or whatever it is you have in the house, or cereal. Remember the last couple of shows? We talked about eating cereals or being addicted to cereals. These high fructose corn syrup that are in Fruit Loops, that are in Frosted Flakes, that are in these high fiber health, so-called health foods. Certain companies that I can't mention online, one particular company just had a $100 million lawsuit that was filed against it for inaccurate health claims that it said were prevalent in their healthy cereals. And they did find that they were full of high fructose corn syrup that spiked these sugar levels to spike in the body. And what happens, it increases the insulin flow in your system. And after that, guess what your present is? More belly fat. More fat that weighs around your stomach, that sits on the thighs, that sits on your buttocks, that you can't seem to get rid of. All right, you are fighting against a war of food. And it's a heartbreak of war food because you have been caught up in this for years and years and years. So what do? Eat fruits and vegetables. Now, the best alternative is to eat 5 or more fruit and vegetable servings per day. And I know you say, no way. No way am I going to be able to eat 5 servings of fruit and vegetables a day. Okay, I'm not talking about sitting down eating a full meal of, say, one plate of vegetables, one big a basket of fruit. No. What I'm saying is start with an apple. Start with a pear. Start with a banana in the morning with a few raisins or some healthy almonds in the morning. Kids are running out to school. They're late. They overslept. They're trying to get the backpack on, trying to get the shoes on. They don't have a sweater on. They're running out in the snow. And what you're doing, you want to try to give them money to run past to get an Egg Mac, you know what, muffin on the way to school. No. Stop that. Stop it. You have to put an end to this vicious downward spiral of pacifying these kids. Give them an apple. Give them a pear. Give them some almonds. Give them a banana. Give them a healthy cereal in a bag for them to munch on during snack break or time. Let them snack on fruit in the afternoon and in the evening, 2 servings of vegetables along with the fruit that you have given them, one apple, two apples, a pear, a banana, an orange, whatever it is that the child likes, if they say they like something and you know you have to deal with the picky eater syndrome. Picky eater syndrome is serious when they say, oh, I don't like that. I don't like. Make eating fun. Make eating fruit fun. Give them some strawberries and blueberries and raspberries. Mix the colors up. Cut a yellow banana up with a red banana and a blue blueberry and a red raspberry. And make it fun. Let them pick it up with their fingers. Let them make eating fruit fun, not something that you are making them eat. Why? Because kids are smart. They are very, very smart. And if they pick up on something that you're making them eat and you're not eating it, they're going to see that. And they say, well, you're not eating. Why are you going to make me eat it? You got to think about it. Think about it. All right? So we're talking about fruits and vegetables that have to be incorporated in your diet. High fiber has to be included in your diet. Remember we talked about these black seeds. We talked about flax seeds. We talked about nuts and grains that are nature's brushes, nature's steel wool. And you're going to need a jackhammer to get in the body to break down these toxins and waste that have accumulated and stuck to the insides of your colon. And that's what contributes to obesity. An over amount of toxins and waste that get put back into the blood system because of the overload in the colon. It's only so much your poor colon can do to get rid of these toxins and waste in the body. Why? Because what happens is when you consume meat, meat stays in the colon for no less than 3 days before it moves out, if it moves out at all. And 10 times out of 10, it doesn't move out. Why? Because if you are obese, and I'm talking 300 pounds and up, you have developed a sedentary lifestyle. That means you sit, and you sit. Either you sit because you are lazy, you sit because you don't want to move, or you sit because you cannot get up. Now, you have to understand what happens in this sedentary lifestyle. If you have a computer job, if you are one of those telephone network marketers that sit all day long, on your break, get up, move around, go eat an apple, drink some juice, drink water. Drink water, drink water. Now that helps to move these toxins out of the colon. Now, just mentioned about the meat that sits in the colon for 3 or more days. If you leave meat out unattended, what happens? It putrefies. It molds. It turns to something that you don't want to see. You don't want to look at it, but what do you think happens when it's in your colon? It putrefies, and it becomes highly acidic. It becomes toxic, and it moves through the walls of the colon, these toxins, and they get into the blood system, and it causes your organs to be affected. So you have to eat a high-fiber diet that cleanses the colon, that makes you go to the bathroom. I know it's certain things you don't want to talk about on the radio. Well, that's what I'm talking about. These are the real facts. These are the truths that you have to understand. There are certain dietary truths that the master teacher, Ben Ami, talks about all the time. Dietary truths that you have to develop and incorporate in your diet and lifestyles. Because why? Fruits and vegetables were put here for man to consume and to give him the fortitude, the health, and the vitality and the strength to live. But what happens after the fall? What happened? The earth, the soil was destroyed, and because the soil was destroyed, the fruits and vegetables that are grown have to be packed jam with fertilizers, chemicals, sprays to make them grow, to make them big, to make them pretty, to make them shiny, to make them be able to sit on the shelf for long periods of time. And the bottom line to this, family, is that this is not good for you. It's not good for you. So you have to learn. We're talking about eating diet 101. Go back to the beginning. Go back to where it all started. Learn how to eat all over again. Fruits, fresh fruits and vegetables. Now, I'm not talking about canned fruit. Don't be lazy and go, okay, well, they had a sale. 42 cans of fruit for $2. All right, is that a deal? You think about it. Is that a deal for you? Be right back.
American Muslim 360 is proud to present Your Holistic Health with Dr. Abdel J. Nuruddin.
All right, we're back with vegan health and wellness. We're talking about high fiber diet, incorporating fruits and vegetables so you will not consume empty calories in junk food, processed foods, high-carb foods. You have to eat so your body will become satisfied. Because why? It knows what it needs. It knows what it has to have in order to sustain itself. Now, vegetables, they rapidly lower elevated cholesterol levels. Okay, there's that cholesterol word. Cholesterol. You have to get it out of your body. Now, there's good cholesterol and there's bad cholesterol. But the cholesterol that I'm talking about is the bad one. So we're talking about vegetables that help lower cholesterol levels. Kale. Remember how every time you go down south and you visit grandmother's house, you visit the family members, what are they doing? They always had a big pot of collards on the stove. They had a big pot of greens on the stove. This is no coincidence. It's not a coincidence. Kale, collards, leafy greens, what do? They help the bile acids that are used to process and digest food. It helps it to excrete this bile from the system. And what happens when the bile is excreted? That means that your body has to create more. And when the bile is excreted, the cholesterol leaves the body. So these green leafy vegetables, they help eliminate the cholesterol from the body, creating new bile, creating more bile that will help get this cholesterol out of the body. Pectin in apples and pears. Pectin is a fiber that binds to these bile acids in the digestive system. So when you eat an apple, a pear, or green veggies, you are triggering a process that literally sucks the elevated levels of bad cholesterol out of your system. So you know that saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Absolutely. Absolutely it does. And I'm not saying that if you are in a state of unhealthy obesity, that means 200, 300, 400, 500 pounds, you have to start with a process. Get a procedure. You can't do it on your own. This is something that you're going to need help with. And if you see that you are being given food, or if your menu patterns are such that it is contributing to your weight gain, stop. Stop it. Say no. Say, I want something different. I need something different for me. I need something different for my child. If you go to a school or wherever your child spends most of his time, check and see what they are eating in school, because peer pressure is serious. Kids tease each other. They tease each other if they don't go, say, with the group, if they don't go with the pack, if you're not eating what everybody else is eating. Oh, Mom, nobody's eating that but me. First thing they do is they throw it in the trash as soon as they get out the house, and they stop by the store with their allowance money, and they go get a chocolate bar, and they go get a bag of chips, and they go get you know what in these corner stores on the way to school. And you're thinking that, oh, there, I put that apple and that pear and that banana. That banana is in the trash, I promise you. It's in the garbage on the way to school. These kids, they know what they like, and they know what they're up against when they get to school and they are among their peers. So what you have to do, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers, caregivers, whoever you may be, take 10 minutes out of your day and talk to your child. Talk to your children about the importance of their health. Tell them little Johnny, a little Billy, a little Paul, a little Mary, a little Susie, they don't have anything to do with their health. All right? You have to impress upon them the dangers of being overweight, the dangers of being, I hate to use the word fat, but fat it is. And that's what you have to come to grips with. The heartbreak of looking at your child grow and grow, and I'm not talking about up, I'm talking about out. Is that your fault? Are you guilty of child abuse? There are cases now on the dockets where parents, caregivers are being charged with child abuse when you have a four-year-old that's upward 200 pounds. You need to be slapped. You need to be arrested. What are you doing? What are you feeding a five-year-old? Now, this is something that was on, you know, that show Maury or whatever, that TV show, that they have these people that come on that are so-called oddities. This was an oddity that broke my heart when I saw this five-year-old child that was 200 pounds. It's hard to fathom, isn't it? It's hard to believe. It was hard for me to look at. And guess who was sitting up on the stage looking like they had something coming, looking like they were on the show, being famous? The mother and the sister. They needed to have the police come in right then and arrest them for doing this to this child. And what did they say they did? Well, she has such a bad temper. She's so irritable. We can't control her. The only way she will stop with this bad behavior is to feed her, to pacify her. She goes through 10 bags of potato chips a day. I'm not talking about these little bags. I'm talking about the big family size bag. Did this mother need to be arrested or what? I'm sorry, I get emotional, but this is real, family. We're talking about real things that are happening. Stop pacifying these children. Do some parenting. If you don't know how to be a parent, go find somebody that knows. Find somebody that knows how to control a child. The child is only reacting to you. If they know that you don't know what you're doing, they're going to say, okay, well, they don't know what they're doing. I'm going to do what I do. I act the fool. And that's just the bottom line. These children are out of control. They're out of control with their behavior. And why, you say? Why are they out of control with this behavior? It all comes back to diet. It all comes back to what they're eating. These fast foods, these chips, these candy bars, these snack foods, these cereals, they all trigger addiction in the brain. And it's a sad cycle, a vicious cycle that continues year after year after year. So take the time and incorporate more green leafy vegetables in the diet, fruits that have pectin, the pectin that sucks cholesterol, bad cholesterol, out of your system. Beans and legumes contain high fiber. Beans are economical. They're easy to make, and they're filling. So when you talk about quarter pounders, think of what a quarter pound of beans versus a quarter pounder hamburger can do for your health and your body. A quarter pound of beans will fill you up. It will satisfy that addictive demon that's located in your brain. It will put him to sleep. Why? Because the beans, they are giving your body the nutrients, the vitamins, the enzymes that your body is craving. The only thing your brain knows to tell your stomach is that it's hungry. It's hungry. And the first thing you do when you're hungry, you grab something fast. But if you take the time to cook a good pot of beans, pinto beans, some butter beans, some black beans, some red beans, some chili. Chili is very economical to make. Put a pot of chili on the stove. Get some crackers. Or take a few minutes to make some corn muffins. If you're not vegan or if you're not vegetarian, get a box of Jiffy and make you some corn muffins, which is much better than a bag of potato chips. You have to weigh the alternatives. So if you have a nice pot of chili or if you have a nice pot of beans, give this to your family along with the greens. We're talking about collard greens, spinach, Swiss chard, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cabbage, romaine lettuce, vegetable juices, carrot juices, tomatoes, red and green peppers. All of these green leafy vegetables contribute to weight loss. Weight loss. Eat you a big salad during 3-4 times. You can eat as much salad, but don't drown it with bad oils, bad fats. Squeeze some lemon juice on the salad or a low-calorie salad dressing. So, again, just want to recap on today's show, The Heartbreak of Obesity. Change your diet. Stop eating fast junk foods. Incorporate more green leafy vegetables and super fruits in your diet. You have to make the buck stop in your house. You be the one that institutes one thing a day, one thing a week to change your family's eating habits. This is Dr. Rafaya Israel, and I thank you for joining Vegan Health and Wellness today. Stay tuned for next week's show, and I hope that I've been able to touch someone that will change their diet for the best. Here's to your health, vegan health, and wellness.